Welcome to another edition of the Savvy Insider. I am Faith Thompson, your host. I know it's been a while. A lot has been going on. I'm sure all of you know that by now. But here we are. And I want to talk to you today about the art of intentionality. The Department of Education, and this is per the Higher Education Act of 1965 and 1998, defines a first-generation college student as a student both of whose parents did not complete a bachelor's degree, or students who live with and are supported by only one parent who did not complete a bachelor's degree. This is who I am, and this is who my siblings are as well. We didn't have the model of what success would look like pursuant to collegiate education, but we did have a model of entrepreneurship and a lot of hard work, which I think contributed to a lot of the grind that my siblings and I have. But it was still hard to dream big and to see past, you know, current circumstances without that model. I imagine this is true for many Black families, especially those who come from poverty or who have minimal means. But now, having graduated college, and you know, for some of us, master's programs, we now find ourselves in a position where we have to carry the burden of generating and passing on wealth to our next generation, you know, so that the cycle of poverty can be broken. And as a career coach and a mentor, there's one thing that I try to instill in my clients is to learn the art of intentionality early on. And that's especially if you're from an underrepresented group. It's very important to be very intentional and strategic about the people that you glean from, the job you apply for, and even the extracurricular activities that you engage in. I tell these young clients to think of themselves as a resume. A resume not just as a document that chronicles where they work, but their resume in terms of a combination of all their life experiences, both good and bad. It's the part of you that the paper document doesn't necessarily show, but it will undoubtedly be present with you throughout your career journey. These are things that I wish I knew and understood when I was much younger. To not spend so much time sitting around waiting for my opportunity to arrive or my circumstances to change, but to envision who and what I wanted to be earlier on and intentionally pattern, you know, the people around me, the activities that I participated in and so forth, pattern all those things around that. I was late applying this concept to my life, but once I did, I began to notice improvements. Let me take you back a little bit. So my first view of success was my sister. Seeing my sister, how many sisters do I have? There's six of us. I have one brother. I have four sisters. I should know this off the top of my head, but it's a lot of us. And then we got a lot of nieces and nephews, so I forget sometimes. But yeah, I have four sisters. I'm the youngest. So my second oldest sister, I saw her work hard to get her engineering degree. And after that, she made her break in the automotive field in Detroit. And that was me starting to see that first picture of success, that I could have that as well. So that was the first instance of me starting to make more intentional decisions in my life. At one point, after my first semester of college, I actually dropped out. I was not planning to go back. Out loud, I told people, I'm gonna go back later. I just need a break. But really in my mind, I was like, I'm not going back. I don't want to do this. I can't do this. I just didn't have motivation for college. I didn't know what I really wanted to do in life, and that reflected in my studies. I just wasn't in it. And so I'm not gonna tell y'all what my first semester GPA was, because it was terrible. Like, I really just did not, my mind wasn't there. But after seeing that, seeing her hard work and seeing her achieve her accomplishments and things like that, I started to take that picture of success and apply it to my life. I don't remember the exact timeline, but I did eventually go back to school. But during that time that I took off, I drew a more clearer picture of what it was that I wanted to do. I knew I wanted to write, but I didn't know how to structure my career in a way that I can make money from being a writer. And so I figured out a way to, one day I'll kind of go into more depths about how I got into my career as a tech writer. But basically, I figured that out during that time off that I took from school, and then I went ahead and went back to school. So I started to make those more intentional decisions and figuring out what I wanted to do. And then my other older sister, after her, got her degree. And she got a degree in music. We're, you know, a very musical family. She decided to go the music route. But she also taught herself on the side, on her own, how to code. And ended up landing a six-figure job. So, also something that she taught herself how to do. So, again, I used that picture of success from my other sister, and I applied that motivation to my life as well. And then, you know, I saw my brother enlist in the Navy, which was sad for our family because we didn't want to see him go, but he enlisted in the Navy, and he ended up finishing his degree while he was in the service, and he traveled the world. So I'm getting all these different pictures now. Stuff is starting to change. Like, the narrative is starting to change. So, you know, everyone doesn't have these models of success to pattern their life by. And I didn't at the beginning. And my sisters didn't in the beginning. So I can see how it is very difficult and hard, especially for people of color, to reach for things that they cannot see. They don't have that model. They have generationally, we've been in a systematic pattern of lack. So when you can't see past that, it's hard to reach for something that you know you can't really see. What it took for me was for my siblings to start making those changes and start breaking those barriers. And that helped me to see what I didn't even think was possible for myself. I never planned on going to college. I just did it because it was the thing to do. All of my other friends were going to college for the most part. So I went because I knew I needed to do it so that I wouldn't be broke for the rest of my life. But again, my first semester of college, I really plummeted. I did not have focus. I did not know what I wanted to do. I never saw myself as a college graduate. And still, I started to form a picture in my mind of who I wanted to be because I saw the others around me going after their dreams. So, you know, I had always thought that I'd be a singer. And because my family is so engulfed in music and stuff like that, a lot of us had always thought that music would just be what was it for us. But when we started to explore outside of music and see all the other stuff that we can do, we became a force, unstoppable, like, seriously. But we still did the music thing, so it's like we were doing both. And I finally began to realize that I don't have to just be known by one thing. I don't have to stick to just this one thing. There's other things that God has gifted me with that I hadn't even discovered yet, you know? So, but it took seeing my older siblings kind of break those barriers and those walls down for me to begin to form a more clearer picture of who I am and who I wanted to be. And I saw others around me going after their dreams. And lo and behold, by the grace of God, I landed where I am now, an entrepreneur and a full-time career woman at one of the best companies to work for in the world. Not to mention, I'm still doing the music thing. I have 3 singles out and still working on more music. So just, it matters. It means something for younger people to see these models of success. And the problem is everybody doesn't have the same story like I do. But imagine where our youth can be if we start instilling intentionality into them earlier on. Imagine if we begin cultivating them in their strengths earlier. So, to my parents out there who are listening, and you're killing it at work, you're killing it with your business and all that, this is just a gentle nudge to say, don't skip over those moments to guide your children with some intentionality. Depending on how old they are, they're not going to get it. They're not going to get it at first, and that's fine. But when they're older, they will. As a working mom, I'll admit it's hard. It's hard, you know, giving all the challenges that we face, even as, you know, Black women, the most under-supported group in the world, the Black woman. So it's hard. It's challenging. We're, I think I read today that we're 85%, we're the breadwinners in our homes. So all these challenges that we face as Black women, we have to work hard. We have to work longer for less money. But at the same time, we're tasked to put the extra time in to also shape our kids, you know, into these people who are going to contribute to society when they get older. So I'm learning the importance of that, and I'm learning how to do that now. I don't have it down packed. I'm still learning myself, but I just wanted to pass on this information that if you're a parent, you know, and you're killing it, but don't forget to guide and shape those kids with intentionality towards the future and towards where their strengths are and their gifts and their talents are, to start that early. And if you're a parent who is still trying to figure out your own situation, look, I get it, and that's fine. You could still be an adult working and still don't know exactly, you know, what you're trying to do and where you're trying to go. That's fine. But as you figure out your situation, take them on that journey with you. Don't put the burden on them, but take them on that journey with you. So that means teach them what you learn as you go, because they will take this with them throughout their lives and throughout their careers. Even if it's not written down on paper, trust and believe those experiences and that journey that they see you conquering is going to go with them throughout their career. It's going to make them the best workers. It's going to make them the best people to work with and stuff like that. All of that matters. Okay, so I'm going to close with this. If you're a young person listening to this and you're struggling to find your way, I also want to encourage you to keep going. It's okay if you don't have a head start in life, because generationally, most of us didn't, because that's the way the system was set up. And it's okay. I mean, it's not okay. It's not okay, and that's why we're fighting now to make life better for you all coming after us. But ultimately, your disadvantage is still going to positively impact your future if you begin to be more intentional about everything you do now. Start now, start today, about being intentional. If you're a parent listening to this, and today is a good day to begin applying and guiding your child with great intention for a successful future. So that's what I wanted to talk about today, the art of intentionality. And I know it's been a while, but I want to thank you for listening to the Savvy Insider podcast, and always remember to be intentionally successful.